fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena.
You are always extremely well-dressed when you come to the studio, but you're wearing the coolest coat I've ever seen in my life
amazing.
Today. Big rock star energy going on with this fur collar here, Penny.
Thanks. It's like, I don't feel like Auckland is ever that cold, but this winter has been really cold.
It has been quite cold, yeah, it has been.
Yeah.
It's worthy of a big fluffy coat like that one, indeed.
Should I name drop?
Yeah, you can if you want to. Yeah.
So I got this coat from Jet Set Bohemian, and I really recommend if anyone's after a really warm shearling coat, they should check out Jet Set Bohemian.
It looks very, very flash. We are talking about somebody who kind of sits in a similar kind of glamorous and gothic territory. Who is this today?
We're going to talk about Lydia Lunch.
Lydia Lunch.
The reason I'm kind of laughing is because when I looked at her, I was like, wow, I remember when I first found out about Lydia and I watched all her films and I was really obsessed, and I thought, oh my gosh, I kind of like Wear All Black and have a similar hairdo, and I wonder whether that kind of really influenced me. And I remember when she came up to BFM and I was standing like in the shadows and she was like, I see you. You come over here, and there's a photo of her
and Walt
from Lydia Lunch's Retro Virus.
Oh,
and we're all
God.
Wearing the same boots or similar boots.
That's
and it's
very
like,
cool.
This is cool. So, yeah, I am kind of quite obsessed with her. So for people who don't know, Lydia Lunch was kind of like a founding person in the No Wave movement in the 70s in New York. She's a poet, an artist, basically a no-wave legend, but most of all she kind of calls herself as a confrontationalist.
Yes.
And she is very in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get a chance to watch her early films, especially ones by Richard Kuhn, who did Fingered Right Side of My Brain and Submit to Me, they're pretty full on.
I mean, the titles are kind
yes.
of yep. say all you need to know, really, yep, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And her kind of background story is that she was born in Rochester, New York, and then she kept running away from around about 13, 14 and going to New York. And then at 16, she raised enough money to run away permanently.
Right.
And she'd come from an abusive home. So she's used that in her performance art as a spoken word kind of artist, and kind of just really used that to, I guess, be confrontational. One of the things that she said is, I've been called a feminist and a misogynist. I'm sure they didn't know which one I was. They have a problem seeing that passionate aggression can be empathetic and not an attack.
Mm.
And this reflects the way she dresses as well.
Totally.
So she's wears black for the majority, some red, some white, but predominantly those colours.
Big, bold colours, yeah.
Big, bold colours. They're not as tight-fitting now, but when she was younger, they were kind of tight-fitting. Fishnet stockings, and they would always be, like, ripped. Sheer, revealing shirts, corsets, bras, and then a lot of the times, you know, in her performance, anything goes, so sometimes those clothes would come off. And then other times she would wear, like, really pretty dresses. I mean, before Courtney Love was doing it. Lacy, slips and things like that.
Yeah.
So she kind of had this hyper-femininity while being kind of quite a masculine personality. And she kind of says that she was born a twin and her brother died in the womb, and so she feels like she is male and female.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind of one of those people who I think also has been a little bit overlooked by the history of no wave and punk. Although she is an icon and she is a legend, I think people don't know how to write her into the history yet. People are like, she doesn't quite fit in any of the boxes we want to, you know, create this narrative around. So we don't know where to put her, so maybe we'll just put her over there.
Yeah.
You know? It's quite interesting.
It's kind of weird because she doesn't want to be put in a box either.
Yeah.
And so she's really careful but she just doesn't care about anybody saying anything about her. She's not ashamed. She called Patti Smith a dirty hippie, and that got back to Patti Smith, and, you know, and but she was like, but she was, you know, like early on, this sort of thing. So she's very unapologetic, and, yeah, she just had So Richard Kuhn kind of describes her as being, he thought that she kind of took her style taste from maybe Tura Santana from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, kind of look. So if people don't know Lydia Lunch, but they know that character, they will know that it's kind of like, you know, tight-fitting. And she kind of would dress so that when she was walking around in New York in the 70s, a lot of that kind of scene were wearing jeans and T-shirts and things like this. So she really stood out.
Totally.
And
she's got more of an 80s look almost when you think about it. That is what, you know, was like maybe a goth punk hybrid later down the track. She was already doing that like a decade earlier.
Yeah, so she describes herself as kind of being pre-goth.
Yeah.
So I think she was like very inspirational. And if you're interested in her, it's definitely worth checking out. She does motivational talks and talks about no wave versus punk, which is really quite interesting. So like if you think of it, like she's never considered herself to be punk because punk she thought was more UK and it was kind of like people being inclusive, so they were kind of like banding together against the establishment, whereas no wave was kind of insanity personified on stage, and it was more individual. It was just that a collective of people that
were
had mental health issues were joining together and just going, you know, and doing whatever they wanted.
She's kind of incredible. I would love to watch a motivational sort of like speech from her. I feel like that would be nothing like anybody else's kind of motivational get your life together, get it back on track kind of speech.
It's kind of like if you think of Henry Rollins, if you've ever seen his spoken word and how confrontational he is, she is like 100 times more.
Right, yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa. And I'm one of those people that's kind of not used to women being, you know, swearing and being that confrontational, even though like I've followed her from a young age, I still find it alarming, you know? I'm still like, whoa, you know?
She's still pretty much the only person like her, you know what I mean? There is no kind of comparative, really.
Yeah.
You have picked us a Lydia Lunch track. What are we going to be listening to here, Penelope Noir?
We're going to be listening to Atomic Mongoes.
Big tune for a big personality. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
That is Atomic Bongos by Lydia Lunch. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.